Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. 'Twas brillig in the slivy toves, de gyre and gimble in the wabee. We're going down a rabbit hole today. We're going to see what is happening in the invisible realm. This was out of a Hal Turner radio show. This last week, Yahya Sinwar is now the leader of Hamas in Gaza, and he's ready to have dialogue, work toward a ceasefire. Israel is presently working with Egypt, the United States, Qatar, to bring about a resolution to this war. One of the stipulations by Yahya is that Israel promises not to assassinate him. He's a terrorist, and as a jihadist, he's sworn to Allah to be a martyr for the cause of Islam. But not Yahya, not Yahya Sinwar. He doesn't want to die in battle like all of the other commanders here in the last half a year. No, he wants guarantees that he will not be assassinated. Israel is desperately, well, they're not desperately, they're always trying to find cell communication, his whereabouts, but he has stopped using any cell phones, any devices of any kind. He even appears to dress like women to get through the crowd from point A to point B, but now he doesn't want to be assassinated. So the other Hamas soldiers, the Arab people, it's okay if they die, but not Yahya. And there are some who, there was a woman I was watching on YouTube over the weekend. She was basically saying he needs to be removed. Well, somebody comes out of the crowd, grabs her, pulls her away. They haven't seen her since. This is what they do. Israel is at war with all of the terrorist groups, not just Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, Daesh, ISIL. So Israel is continuing to find ways to halt the finances, those that are paying for the new weapons coming into the area, into Gaza, even into the Hezbollah groups. So here's what Israel has done. This was out of the Hal Turner radio show. And this was August the 26th, yesterday. With Hal Turner, I like Hal Turner. I think he's great in what he does. I do differ with him on his view of what Israel is doing. The view is that Israel is protecting itself from aggressors. Turner's view is that Israel is committing genocide. Not Turner only, but many in the patriot movement, in the conservative movement, Christians, true born-again Christians, true believers in Christ, many believe because they don't know Bible prophecy, they don't know what God has to say about the Gaza war, which is in the Bible, Psalm 83. They feel that Israel is committing genocide of the Palestinians in Gaza. They don't know history. These are not Palestinians. These are people from the Arab nations. There is no Palestine. There is no Palestinian people. The closest thing to Palestinian people would be the Philistines in the Old Testament. Enemies of God, enemies of the Jewish people, enemies of the surrounding nations, living in the area of the Gaza Strip. So here's what how Israel has responded. But again, within the Patriot movement, the anti-Semitism is presently being exposed. There are many people that you will be aware of, Stu Peters. There's the Health Ranger Mike Adams, Maria Z. We air some of their programs occasionally on the KHNC, but they don't. They're looking from their view has been tainted by a lack of understanding of the prophecies in the Bible, especially this Gaza war. It is a prophecy in Psalm 83. The beginning date was October 7th, 2023. That was the day the war in Psalm 83 began. It will have a conclusion in the near future. But in the meantime, prophecy is being fulfilled. The prophecy includes Hezbollah in Lebanon, terrorists in Syria, in Damascus, and soon in Jordan, the nation of Jordan, little conflict with Saudi Arabia to the south and west, and also Egypt. We're seeing the fulfillment of a great prophecy in the decade before Christ returns. It can happen before the decade, before the final decade. It has to happen within the 10 years, within that period before Christ returns. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boeber, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
enters on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Weekdays, 11 to 1 on America's Freedom Network. The Present Truth Program. Yesterday we had internet problems. Our internet was down during the first hour of the program, and I thought maybe pieces or bits and parts of the program aired, but it didn't. We were down for the whole hour. We were able to capture the second hour. So the second hour of yesterday's program is available on 1360khnc.com. Continuing to go down a rabbit hole. Now, with the Psalm 83 war, it will have a conclusion. And I'm trying to remember about when. Maybe it was after the assassination of Ishmael Haniyeh. That is when Israel took on a graph. They were from point A. They were the campaign to win this battle was on a gradual slope upward. But after Haniyeh, his assassination and the assassination of two other individuals, Israel's campaign took a great leap forward. The momentum, and this is when the spike upward began. This war is not going to last much longer. In spite of the Hezbollah launching hundreds and hundreds of rockets, missiles, mortars into northern Israel, Israel is continuing to gain momentum, getting the advantage. Yahya Sinwar is doing everything possible to extend his stay on this earth. I believe he's a coward. He sends his men to die for Allah, yet he doesn't want to die for Allah. He doesn't want to die for the cause. He doesn't want to die. He sends his forces into schools, into UNRWA camps, into refugee camps, so they can hide. Israel has to get the main leaders, commanders, when they have an opportunity, and these individuals are hiding in a school. There's going to be casualties. International law, because of war, there are laws that internationally, every country, the United States, England, Germany, they are, through international law, they can target the main commanders, leaders, hiding within. I mean, they can't wipe out a whole city, but they can blow up a room or two in a school to get these terrorists and the leaders, assassinate them by drone on the street as they're driving down an interstate or a highway. They don't have many interstates there. That is just international law. But now Israel is really, now you're going to see this war in Gaza. There are other players that are going to be forced into battle. The armies of Jordan. So out of Hal Turner Radio, Israel seizes cryptocurrencies of all Palestinians. Now, Turner is calling this terrorism. Again, he's not aware of God's prophecy about this war in Psalm 83. Israel has ordered the crypto exchange Binance to seize the cryptocurrencies of all Palestinians pursuant to Israeli terrorism law. Israel did this by declaring the Dubai Exchange Company in the Gaza Strip, which is the only lawful cryptocurrency entity allowed to operate in the Gaza Strip, to be a terrorist organization. All Palestinians were required to use the Dubai Exchange Company for all their cryptocurrency transactions. Since the Israeli government declared the Dubai Exchange itself to be a terrorist organization, which it is, there's no doubt about that. You can ask Joe Biden, he'll tell you, well, yes, it is. He'll say, but he's got to look at the teleprompter. But he'll tell you, yes, the Dubai Exchange is a terrorist organization. Going on with the article, all the money transferred by or through the company is then considered to be the property of the terrorist organization, thus subject to being seized. Palestinians have appealed this mass seizure. Those appeals were all denied. Now, I'm going to read the denial letter. In accordance with the authority delegated to me by the Minister of Defense, according to Section 61A of the Law on Combating Terrorism, 556-216, herein after the law on the fight against terrorism. Israel is fighting for its very existence, and we in the West are also fighting for our existence, for freedom of speech, which we'll get to later. The matter of Pavel Durov. To further your application as a reference, I would like to inform you that your claims against seizure of property by virtue of an administrative seizure order T56-23 signed by the Minister of Defense on November 1st, 2023 by virtue of his authority according to the law were examined by and rejected for the following reasons. Now, in November, we were a month roughly into the Gaza War. And it was at that time they had, Israel had the right to go ahead to at that time seize cryptocurrencies, but they didn't. But they are forced to now because to end this conflict, there doesn't need to be a ceasefire. There doesn't need to be negotiations with the United States, Qatar, with Egypt. That's unnecessary. Israel has just given their response to a ceasefire. This is another major step that is going to bring this conflict to an end. You do it this way. These individuals, these Arab people living in the Gaza Strip, they know better than to say a word, a negative word about Yahya or the terrorists, the young terrorists, the soldiers that come in, take whatever they want, stay where they want, sleep where they want. The only thing is they don't rape the Arab women because then they'll be executed. Now, it's legal to rape anyone outside of Islam, but not in Islam. And if they do rape somebody that is a female in Islam, it's her fault. This is the way it works in that world. Okay, so this was rejected, their appeal. Section 56B of the anti-terrorism law states, among other things, number one, that the Minister of Defense may issue an order on temporary seizure of property or a declared terrorist organization, as well as a seizure of property that was used to commit a crime, serious terrorism, or property where a serious terrorist offense was committed. The offense, murder. Number two, at the basis of the administrative seizure order, T56-23 a reliable intelligence information that teaches that wallets of cryptocurrencies, including one that is registered in your name, funds have been transferred by an organization, the declared terrorism of the Dubai Exchange Company in the Gaza Strip, which was declared on March 7, 2022, was published in the 184-page in 1084P2505 on 4/4/2022. I'm reading this because it's important. According to the anti-terrorism law, cryptographic currencies that have been transferred by a declared terrorist organization constitute property of a declared terrorist organization and cryptocurrency wallets to which it has been transferred. Said property constitutes property that was directly used to commit a serious terrorist offense of providing a service or establishing measures for a terrorist organization as defined in the law on combating terrorism, and therefore in accordance with the instructions, this law allows the Minister of Defense to order their seizure by administrative order in preparation for their confiscation. By confiscating these crypto wallets, the man on the street is given X amount of dollars, and a percentage of those dollars goes to two or three terrorists in the vicinity, or it can be, they can be given, they can be used. These wallets can be used in many different ways. So Israel is going to use this system to strangle the funds coming in that is being transferred by a terrorist organization to people who are using the system for terrorism, basically murder. Number four, in light of the above, and if nothing is found in your claims to contradict the information that formed the basis of issuing an order, the seizure, I intend to recommend to the Minister of Defense to order the confiscation of the property for which the seizure order was issued in accordance with the authority of the Minister of Defense according to Section 66A of the law. 5. According to the provisions of the anti-terrorism law, an appeal against the decision will be submitted as a petition to the Court of Matters. So, the Israelis are considering all Palestinian cryptocurrencies to be terrorism because they all went through the only lawful crypto exchange in the Gaza Strip. Now, this is where Hal Turner doesn't see, because he leans to the concept that Israel is committing genocide, and this is further hardship and a further means to cause hardship to the Palestinian people. He can't. My view is Israel has gone into these tunnels and found these large sums of money, a lot of which is dollars, pounds, dinar, coming from all over. So who's supporting these people? The currencies are coming from all over and used for buying weapons and making sure that the commanders, their families are protected. They pay for security for their families, for their children, for their wives. Wives, I say plural, 2, 3, 4 wives and their children, while the average Arab family is barely making it, very seldom staying in one place for a month. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
My My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
you
see.
Take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 for the Present Truth program. First hour archived and played once again in the evenings on 1360 AM radio, Northern Colorado, out of Johnstown. And podcast for both hours, except for yesterday. We had those technical issues where our internet was down. Both hours generally played, except for yesterday, because again, our technical problems. Internet was down. And did I say that the internet was down? So there's only going to be one, there will be 1 hour for yesterday's program. But otherwise, generally, there are both hours on 1360khnc.com. I had a caffeine drink 5 days ago, and I'm still feeling the effects. So I'll have to slow down. Okay, so Israel is now going to, as I'm reading this in my understanding of Psalm 83, toward the end of the Psalm 83 war, and Benjamin Netanyahu is the individual that is going to be the prime minister or the king of Israel that takes the Jewish army or the Israeli army to war with all the terrorists surrounding Israel and the terrorists within the Gaza and the West Bank. I haven't mentioned the West Bank. It is ramping up in the West Bank. I haven't mentioned what's happening around the Temple Mount. There's an individual, they call him a hardstream extremist, religious individual, Ben Gvir, G-V-I-R, Gvir. And he, over the weekend, took about 20 Jewish religious followers, and they held a service on the Temple Mount, which caused a riot, conflict. Arabs were upset. And you're going to see Jerusalem presently is kind of in the background. And what's in the foreground is the Gaza war and the war coming to the area. In the background is the matter of Jerusalem. As we go forward, in time, Jerusalem is going to come closer to the forefront, or will be in the forefront. And Jerusalem, the big fight. Oh, you can fight for the land of Israel. There'll be no Palestinian state. But the Temple Mount area, that right there, America wants it. The British want it. Israel wants it. The Arab people want it. The United Nations wants it. Barack Obama wants it. All these people want it. The Rothschilds, they want it. The Rockefellers want it. All these people, they want Jerusalem. Why? Because it is where Christ, in that vicinity, is going to touch down. When he returns, he's going to set foot on the Mount of Olives. It is from Jerusalem where he rose from the dead. He ascended into the third heaven, into clear out in Orion, in Orion's belt. There is this area that we have found. It was found in 1975 in Berkeley, California, at the observatory, using that electron telescope, and clear out in space beyond basically what you and I can see, even if we have 20/40 vision or 20/10 million vision, we can't see it. They found a balloon. That's what they liken it to, a balloon, a sphere. They can see it. They don't know what's in it. But something, some kind of radio static is coming out of that balloon. And nothing physical can get inside. The membrane around this sphere, you cannot penetrate it. And the comment by the individuals that found it, they had astronomers come from all over the world to Berkeley, California in 1975 to look at this thing. See, it's not reported. The American government, Japanese, Russians, they all know that mankind has found God's eternal heaven, and it is protected from a universe that is in decay. Well, they can see it, but they said if we can get there, the problem is we can't get inside. But if we could get there, how do we get inside this membrane that surrounds it to protect it from a universe that's in decay? There's an individual in the Bible that is known as the King of Babylon, the final president of the United States of America. And there's going to be a way through modern technology, through stargates, through wormholes, through whatever is being developed right now in CERN and other secret sites around the world, a way to teleport an individual into God's holy heaven. It's in Isaiah chapter 14. And it happens right before Christ returns, when mankind has the very best technology and understanding of quantum physics. And it will be through the quantum physics and through the technology of warping time and opening the wall between two dimensions that Charles Dodgson or Lewis, Carol Lewis, who wrote The Jabberwocky and Alice in Wonderland, through that understanding of mathematics, they'll be able to open this wormhole or a way to, according to Isaiah 14, they will be able to teleport this individual in Isaiah 14 to that place. I'll halt. I'll be back.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
I don't know how I got down this rabbit hole about how they found heaven, but the United States has found it. They know about it. The Clintons know about it. Rockefellers, all the Rockefeller family, they know. The government knows, but they don't want you to know. They don't want the people to know that they that there is a heaven. Because then the people will believe in God. But there's an individual that's going to make an attempt. And here it is in Isaiah 14, verse 13. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the Mount of Assembly in the remote parts of the north, meaning Orion. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. So this is the plan of using all of Bill Gates' technology, DARPA technology, all of the new quantum physics, quantum stargates, wormholes, bending the universe, ways to teleport. It's in the Bible. I thought I would tell you, they found heaven. It is in Orion. Some say, well, Orion is to the south. Orion is Orion. The Bible says it's to the north. And so someone, some individual, is going to declare himself to be God and states, I am going to ascend above the above his God's throne. So in other words, they're going to use the technology in the Shiva, demonic CERN program. And Satan will give mankind that knowledge, forbidden knowledge. But since when did Satan ever live, play by the rules? Now, I didn't forget. I'm going to go back now. Israel is going to end this war very shortly. It's going to escalate. And the more it escalates, the more missiles that are fired, the more attacks. It is the, like you go to the fireworks display on the 4th of July. It starts out boom, 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 pow. And you have a few just lobbing the big, using the mortars to lob these big displays into the heavens, to the sky. But then toward the end, in about the last 3 minutes, that's when you get the wow factor. That's when the little kids go crazy. They don't know what's going on. And they're little kids laying in their little, what do you call it, thing, and their arms are going back and forth and their legs are kicking. In that last 3 minutes is when the big display takes place. We're going to begin now to see the big final major operations of Israel toward these terrorist groups. Yahya Sinwar, they're not going to negotiate for his, they're not going to say, yeah, well, we're going to let you go, you end the war. They don't need to tell Yahya Sinwar, we're going to do this if you do that. No. Yahya is no longer in the game. There will be no promise that he will not be assassinated. There will be no promise that there's going to be a ceasefire and that they'll work things out. No matter what the United States does, Qatar, Egypt, Israel, Israel can't. God will forbid Israel from causing a ceasefire. There will be no ceasefire. It's not in Psalm 83. The war is now going to be like that final 3 minutes in the night skies on the 4th of July when these mortars are going thump, 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 one right after the other. You can't enjoy all these separate displays because they're up there. Thump, 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 thump. It's all you hear in the background. Then you hear boom, 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 ba-bum. And this is where we're at now. This war is going to escalate, and the whole world is going to believe that this is Armageddon. The end has come. People will jump out of skyscrapers. Well, not really. No, this is the beginning. This war is going to ride toward the end. Jordan, the terrorists in Jordan are going to begin to be in, they're going to be involved, take action against Israel. That's coming. And then Damascus. Netanyahu, Israel has the edge. And with Israel now seizing cryptocurrencies, now the Arab people are going to be extremely vocal about what they really feel about Hamas. What do you really feel? They want to live. They don't care about Yahya Sinwar. We'll be back.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Thank you.
Presence Truth programs archived on 1360khnc.com, to the podcast section, to the Present Truth site. The cryptocurrency, this is going to put a hardship on the Arab people in the Gaza Strip. And they're going to, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody, some mother that has lost a child or two, finds some way to get intel to Israel that Sinwar is staying in this camp or that camp, in this tent or that tent, and that it would be an individual that is just a commoner that is able to pinpoint where he is and Israel and get that information to the IDF, and that will be it. Now, with this matter of the cryptocurrency, Hal Turner has made a good observation that if Israel can do this to the Palestinians, then any nation can do this to its people. The United States can do this. Russia, China. They can grab the crypto wallets, whatever has been used for exchange, and you can be accused, well, you're using your credit card to buy whatever for supporting Donald Trump. That in itself, to support Trump, to tell the truth about really what he has really done in reality for the people of this country and the people of the world, that could be considered a terrorist act. The truth, you tell the truth, that can be a terrorist act. But with cryptocurrencies and Christ through John the Apostle did warn us about cryptocurrencies in Revelation chapter 13, a cashless system, a society using something, marks and numbers, but not currency. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Hour 2, all resuming shortly.
Disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked